Thank you.
Merci.
Thank you. Very briefly, if I may, I'd like to share the technical note of the National Secretariat for the Protection of Consumers that was published in March. I'll do this in English because it's already been translated.
2023, the International Women's Day. The National Consumer Secretary published the Technical Note Number 6, which establishes guidelines related to protection of the rights guaranteed in the Consumer Code, specially aimed at women consumers. First of all, gender equality and non-discrimination. The protection of women consumers should be based on the principles of gender equality and non-discrimination, ensuring respect for the dignity of women and the elimination of all forms of discrimination and violence against women in the concept of consumption. 2. Protection of rights of human consumers. The protection of rights of human consumers should be ensured by ensuring protection against unfair commercial practice and against gender discrimination in the conditions of access to products and services. Education and awareness. Education and awareness about the rights of human consumers should be promoted, aiming at eliminating gender stereotypes and prejudices in the context of consumption. Non-sexist communications. Suppliers of products and services should adopt non-sexist communications advertisement, avoiding objectification, sexualization of women, and advertising campaigns, and the use of gender stereotypes should not be allowed, as well as the promotion of products or services that reinforce this condition. 5. Fair price and equal access. Suppliers of products and services must ensure fair prices and equal access for women. Differentiated prices should not be applied without clear and objective justification. 6. Guarantee of safety and quality. Suppliers of products and services must ensure quality and safety control measures from manufacturer to marketing, and information on the risk associates must be clearly communicated to consumers, taking into account, in particular, the pregnant consumer woman. Women's participation in decision-making. Women should be represented and have an active voice in bodies and instances for the protection of rights arising from consumer relations in order to ensure that protection policies are sensitive to their needs and interests. Cooperation and partnerships. The protection of women consumers should be promoted in cooperation between the members of the national consumer protection systems, protection agencies, women's and human rights organizations, as well as suppliers of products and services to establish the harmony of consumer relations. Regulation and enforcement practice to protect women consumers should be based on clear and effective legislation that ensures equal treatment between men and women in access to consumer products and services. Last but not least, promotion on affirmative actions. Suppliers of products and services and protection agencies should promote affirmative actions to foster gender equality in consumer relationships, encourage the inclusion of women. Voilà le texte de la.
And so that is the text of the technical note, and we're very happy to share and exchange with the colleagues. Thank you.